continuing along in our open form hour. We used to call it open line hour, but the cell phones and the way people talk and communicate on phones and texting and email, open phone, open lines doesn't really apply all that much anymore. We got to find a new name for it, Gary, like the open form hour. Is that the open?
The free form hour.
Free form hour, something
Rosie
like that.
Rosie free form. Yeah.
But all housing related. Uh-huh. For the most part, we did get a little distracted last week when we were at Sanderson Ford. That can happen when you're on remote and there are only non-contractor partner, but every contractor and every homeowner has to have a vehicle. And we've been doing business with Sanderson Ford for a lot of years. So,
but I have to say, it sure was fun.
It was a fun hootenanny, and the hootenanny sale's still going on today. We've talked about it a few times. The sales go through April 30th, so if you can't make it out there today, you at least have Monday and Tuesday of next week.
Middle of next
and
week.
And especially if you're looking for an F-150, they've got them marked down over $10,000 on some of the 150s. But I had a listener and both certified contractor. This is one person, a friend, certified contractor, and a listener. So I guess it's three people in one here.
Wow.
text me after the broadcast and said, I got to be honest, I was not going to tune in Saturday morning when I heard you guys were going to be live at Saturday, but I'm glad I did. Thanks for a great Saturday morning. I said, well, why would you not tune in? Said it was a remote. I thought it was going to be boring, but it was anything but boring. You guys did a great job of bringing local icons and keeping it interesting.
There you go. Yeah. Well, we had the Arizona wildflowers, and I'd heard a little bit about them. Again, they ranged from ages 18 to 6, I think it is. But once they started playing fiddle and guitar and banjos, they sounded like a group that's been doing it for 20 years.
And it's funny what a small world it can be. They go to church with some friends of ours that our kids are real good friends with their kids in the rodeo circuit.
Ah.
And they go to church with this rodeo family at a cowboy church somewhere out there in Maricopa, Casa Grande area. So small world. But we had some other local celebrities, other voices of Sanderson Ford. Al McCoy stopped by. Tim Hattrick from Tim Brook.
Ben and Brook.
Yeah. Brady Bogan called in. He had U-Fest. So it was a lot of fun talking with the other supporters and personalities for Sanderson Ford. But with that said, that's why we didn't get our weekly how-to done last week. So we're going to cram two into this segment. The first one being gutters. And this is part of our weekly home maintenance calendar. Mm. We mail it out for free. If you'd like a physical calendar, you can hang it up. And these are designed to then take and program into your Rosie on the House Homezada app. It's a app that you can use to manage the maintenance and upkeep of your home. This helps you keep it on your calendar. This helps you assign it to people in your family or assign it to professionals. Mm-hmm. If you need it done from somebody, you don't have the time or you don't have the physical skills, you can inventory your home. You can manage projects. If you've got a room addition, a pool add-on, you can help manage your home's finances and sell it at some point down the road. And the goal of this is to help you keep your home updated and maintained to the point that if you had to sell it today, you could put it on the market without having to take a huge financial hit because of everything you've let slide.
Well, in our studio, we have a file cabinet in the back. Just picture that file cabinet disappearing and all the information is on your phone.
Yeah.
No paper, no folders, no nothing.
So, and it's a great competitive advantage to anyone else. If you've got three homes on a street for sale at once, some home that has everything recorded in it, how old the windows are, how old the roof is, who was the last person that worked on your water heater, who you're using to service your air conditioning unit. You can use that as a selling advantage to someone else who's not on a home on the Rosie on the House home maintenance app. There was an article this week in Builders Magazine about Dallas shifting to a buyer's market and the likelihood that we're going to see that hit other major markets throughout America over the next, you know, who knows how long. I don't get into projections. But if we are shifting to a buyer's market, it adds a great competitive advantage to selling your home against someone else. And anyway, with that said, the weekly home maintenance how-to we're making up from last week is gutters. Now, we don't have a lot of gutters in Arizona. A lot of builders, you know, competitive building market out there, they're looking to cut cost every way they can. And one thing that goes is gutters. And they think, well, or they justify it. This is Arizona.
7 inches of rain a year in the valley.
You don't need it, blah, blah, blah. So we don't see a lot of gutters. But I will tell you, gutters in Arizona is still something that is very important. And I wouldn't cut the corners on if I was building a home. I don't know that it would be priority one for my home if I didn't have gutters right now to go out there and get them. But here's why it is important. Even with 7 inches, those come from only a few different storms/seasons, generally speaking. This last winter was an exception, yes. But we get wet monsoon season. We usually have a wet December-ish, January-ish time. And so those 7 inches come in a very short period of time, and that's a lot of water on the ground in short period of times. And if those rains and those waters are pooling by your foundation, what happens with our clay soils in Arizona is when they get wet, they expand. When they dry up, they shrink. And you've seen this out in the desert. You see this in washes where, you know, it looks like a dried skin. You can see the dirt cracking. That's from it all shrinking, and that's happening underneath your foundation, around your foundation, everywhere this moisture is gathering, because we're not channeling all the water that's coming off of our roof and landing at the base of our foundation away from our foundation. So for the integrity of your foundation, to keep moisture and standing water away from your concrete foundation, we highly recommend gutters. Especially if you're, you know, it's so easy to absorb into the cost of a new home. It's one of those things that doesn't make sense not to do, especially if it's a pitched home. It's not like every single edge of your roof needs a gutter. It's just at the, you know, basically half of it. If you've got the pitch on two sides and the slope on two sides, you only need the gutters on the slope sides. So it's not like the entire perimeter of your home needs to have gutters. If it's a flat roof, scuppers, a lot of them are just stuck 6 to 8 inches out and allowed to drain, and pool those are even worse because all the rain is getting channeled to these few little scuppers, and that's all the more water and moisture that's being added to that area of the ground.
And if that gets clogged up,
then you've got a little pool on your roof.
Got a little problem.
So gutters are important. You've got to get up there. You've got to clean them at least once a year. I would have to say that's probably one thing that we could probably get away with in Arizona every 3 or 4 years, especially if you're in a home with, let's say, mesquite or Palo Verde trees who have all these little tiny leaves, mm-hmm. instead of maybe if you've got 3 mulberry trees and you've got these huge, massive type leaves to clog your gutter.
Well, you know, you bring up the Palo Verde trees. It's a sea of yellow around here this time of year with all the rain.
It's been amazing. Beautiful yellow.
Once they get in the gutters, it could be a problem. So, yeah, you need to keep them clean.
Make sure that they're secured. Check and make sure all the bolt penetrations into the home are still strong. When that water gets pouring in there and it gets rushing through there, it could, you know, anything that's loose, it's just going to make it worse. And then make sure wherever it comes out, it's away from your home. There's a lot of things in water harvesting. It hasn't been popular in Phoenix. Tucson has embraced it a lot more. They get a couple more inches.
They get a little more rain than we do.
Mm-hmm. On the annual average, so you see a lot more of it in Tucson and southern Arizona. But even still for Phoenix, if we were able to capture that water off of our roof and repurpose it somehow, you know, what does that save in not having to use water that we're either pumping out of the ground or channeling down from the CAP? You know, the more we can repurpose the water we get from the sky on our home, the less, you know, water use that's required. And, you know, as this population continues to grow, every little, it's going to get down to the drop. Every little drop we can save and repurpose is going to make a difference. So that was last week's home maintenance how-to. If you have gutters, get them cleaned out.
And speaking of water, the other how-to.
Pressure washing,
of
yes.
Of course.
This is introducing water. Patios, driveways, walkways. This is a great time to pressure wash your home, which is this week's home maintenance how-to, or pool decks. As we get into our swim season, we'll be outside a lot. We're transitioning from leisurely outside activities to swimming outside activities, so cleaning up and getting grime that's built up around the pool deck over the last year, cleaning off patios. And when you're pressure washing, the PSI is the big factor. How big is the pressure? And then the nozzle. There are different nozzles that are available for different jobs.
Again, it's not like a standard garden hose. If you're not careful, you could take off a layer of skin.
Yeah, yeah. The electric ones are at about 1,800 PSI, and that will get the majority of most homeowner projects done. Sometimes 22, 25, 28 in some cases, if we're trying to get like a rough stucco finish prep for paint, you might need something a little bit more than 18. But for cleaning the patio, you're not going to remove stains, deep concrete stains, but you'll get a good deep clean. And you've got a couple options. Once you've got it clean, there are sealers that you can use to help keep dirt from piling up, or stains from food or drinks, sodas. And that makes it a lot easier to clean up once spills happen. But you want to make sure your nozzle as well. For a cleaning application, you're not going to be using a real circular pinpointed nozzle. You want a wide fan nozzle mm-hmm. for your cleaning. And right. make sure you don't get too close. That can be very tempting to do. You get started and you're going okay. Then you get a little closer, like, wow, that goes a lot faster. So then you even get closer and then you start noticing the very fine cream, the cement cream that's on the concrete starts to leave marks, and those marks, as it start drying, you're like, oh, that's actually scratched. That's not wetness. So don't get more than, I'm going to say, in most cases, 3 inches is about as close to concrete as you want to get.
Before I had my backyard redone, I had a little flagstone patio, and I did have a pressure washer to get a stain off. And I'm kind of just going about my business. All of a sudden, the top layer of the flag goes whoop, up to the side. And I think the flagstone, it was a good idea. It was getting old.
It was
anyway.
Time to replace,
yeah,
you
it
say.
It was time, so.
A little deep spring cleaning now that we're going to be spending yeah. our time out by the pool. Get the cool deck clean, get the patios clean, and that's your weekly home maintenance how-to. We cover it in the third segment of, what do we call it, our free-form hour?
Yeah, Rosie on the House free-form hour.
Our free-form home improvement hour.
Could be something, it's all related to home improvement or home maintenance in this case, too.
Home maintenance, it happens to the best of us, and we got to keep on top of it.